Good morning also from our side to our conference call for the Q1 results. The numbers be a very little surprise, so the quarter does. Let's get into the details. The only highlight we found was the Altmarkt-Galerie Dresden acquisition from TAG, but that took place in Q2 only. Nevertheless, I think it was a very good deal for us, strategically very, very good. We acquired those 33% from TAG, who were our partners since the beginning of that shopping center in early 2000. We acquired these 33% for a consideration of 132 million. 70 million was cash price, and 62 million were taken the proportionate liabilities in the SPV we took over. We acquired that at a net initial yield of 5.4%, which equals the book value in our accounts by the end of 2012. It is more or less neutral that we don't expect any major valuation result out of that. From May 1st onwards, we will reconsolidate the Altmarkt-Galerie, but at full consolidation now from May 1st. That's why we also increased our guidance on turnover as well as on the EBIT level. Some remarks on the retail turnover overall, and I must say I was happy about that. We saw a flat development +0.1% because the fashion, shoes, and sports retailers, they had an awful first quarter, which was mainly due to March. I think that is well known to you. On average, the fashion, shoes, and sports retailers decreased their turnover by 5%. The worst was with shoes and leather goods with almost 9%. That money that was not spent in that sector was spent in the other sectors, so that overall we achieved flat turnover development. Electronic markets, for example, had a plus of 2%, and also these very often criticized bookstores, they showed a plus, at least in our portfolio. Let's come to the key figures. That is all in line. The consolidated profit moved up to 20.1 million euro, 22% up. FFO at 0.50 per share, absolutely in line with our guidance, +11%. EPRA earnings +18% to 0.40 per share. On the balance sheet, the total equity moved up 1% to 1.5 billion euro. The financial liabilities were down by 6% to 1.3 billion euro. Equity ratio stood at 50.2%. The equity of a change in the consolidation to an equity helped a little on the equity ratio side, and the LTV ratio was flat at 40%. Also, the deconsolidation of the at-equity participations decreased the LTV ratio also slightly. In detail, the balance sheet on the non-current asset side, there's hardly any movement, +1.8 million. Current assets moved down by 74 million euro. In turn, also, the financial liabilities decreased by 83 million, so it is cash against credit line. All the other things on the balance sheet haven't changed dramatically. The only thing I would like to mention are the other liabilities, -16 million. That is due to tax payments, particularly transfer tax for the Herold Center of 9 million euro was paid in the first quarter. That's why other liabilities moved down by 16 million euro. Now we can go to the profit and loss account. Revenues were up by 10% to 42.4 million euro. The property operating and management costs moved down to 3.8 million. Cost margin 9% versus 10.8% in the first quarter. Reason, lower maintenance and lower write-offs compared to the first quarter of 2012, so that net operating income jumped by 12% to 38.6 million euro. Other operating income little lower than the prior quarter. Corporate costs were higher by almost 500,000 euro. That is a one-off. That were one-off costs in connection with a restructuring of the Main-Taunus Zentrum legal structure. You may remember that we have had two companies there. The holding company, the fund from Deutsche Bank, where we had a 50% ownership, and we got that out of the, we moved out the DB12 Immobilienfonds and got our participation in the empty, in the Main-Taunus Zentrum directly on the SPV level, and that resulted in one-off costs of 500,000 euro. So we optimized our group structure a little bit. So EBIT was up by 10% to 37.3 million euro. The net finance costs were down by 7% to 10 million. I will explain that in a moment with our bridge. So measurement gains, losses were slightly higher than in the prior quarter due to investment costs in several shopping centers, so EBT up 9% to 25.8 million. Taxes were down to 5.7 million. Those 5.7 million consists of 1 million cash taxes and 4.7 million latent taxes. And we are already at the revenue bridge. The Herald Center inclusion in the first quarter resulted in an additional turnover of 3.3 million euro. So the like-for-like increase on the revenue side was 1.1%, 500,000 euro, all in all 42.4 million revenues in the first quarter. The net finance costs, the interest expenses increased by 400,000 euro. For the Herald Center financing, we had additional interest of 900,000 euro. So on a like-for-like basis, we had 500,000 euro lower interest expenses than in the prior quarter. Minority profit share was slightly lower than in the first quarter of 2012. The same is true for the equity income due to higher investment costs in the at-equity entities of 700,000 euro compared to the first quarter of 2012. So overall, those are the reasons why the net finance cost moved down by 700,000 euro to minus 10.1 million euro. Then we are already at the earnings before taxes bridges. The valuation result, as shown before, plus 1.3 million compared to the prior year. So the operating increase in earnings before taxes was 2.1 million or 9% to 27.9 million. And finally, the profit bridge, the after-tax result on after-tax delta result of the valuation result amounted to 0.9 million euro, so on the operating side to plus 2.7 million or 16% to 20.1 million euro. The increase is higher than on EBT level due to the lower tax rate we have in our books now. Finally, we then come to the forecast. We increased the forecast by the delta of the Dresden consolidation from May 1st onwards, now to 186 to 189 million euro on the revenue side, and 162-165 million on the EBIT side. EBT before valuation increases to 113 to 116 million euro, and on the FFO level, we haven't increased our guidance. Reason for that is that we need a cushion because we now investigate when and if we will restructure also the SPV of the Altmark Galerie Dresden in order to be able to take advantage of the extended trade tax deduction, so no trade tax then on the income of Altmark Galerie Dresden. And that restructuring might cost some money, and that's why we haven't increased the FFO guidance, because it will be paid out of the FFO. So finally, the outlook. As already mentioned several times, the full consolidation of Altmark Galerie Dresden takes place on May 1st onwards. We still expect investments of 15 million euro for restructurings in 2013. That is unchanged to the guidance, and most of the funds will be invested in the Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, where the 10 years releasing is currently underway. There are no further refinancings in 2013. As per March 1st, we refinanced finally the whole loans in the Main-Taunus-Zentrum in the amount of 220 million euro at a rate of 2.99 for 10 years versus 3.89 before. So again, we were able to achieve a lower interest rate on that side, but no further refinancing will take place in 2013. That's in short about the first quarter. Thanks for listening, and I'm happy to answer now your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Your questions will be answered in the order they are received. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. And the first question is from André Remke from Baader Bank.
Basically three questions. First question on Dresden. How will you finance the 70 million in equity? Is this via your credit line or other way around? Why didn't you decided not to make a cap hike for the equity portion? And probably as your cash position is 70 million, I think, or 80 million after the quarter, what will be the cash position after Dresden and the dividend payout? This is the first question.
That is paid out of the credit line, and including the dividend in June, we will use more or less in full our credit line of 150 million euro. So that's the position on that. The 70 million is now paid out of the credit line in the first place. And we think of refinancing it. I mean, we still have the Herald Center, which doesn't bear any mortgage, we could refinance it through the Herald Center as well, but we haven't decided yet. For the time being, we finance it out of the credit line.
Okay, thanks. Then a housekeeping question. The low level of property operating expenses in the first quarter, is this a new run rate in your new P&L structure, or will this catch up to a normal level of 10%?
Well, that is the budget hasn't changed. You know, the maintenance expenses, that is that varies from quarter to quarter, and that's
okay.
Why we are still in the budget.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. And last question: Can you please again elaborate a bit on your investment opportunities at the moment? Is there any visible for you or worth to mention?
Well, actually, I think my view is it is rather quiet on the market. There are very few products on the market, and so far, if I rethink the first quarter, one or two things came on the table, nothing more. So it's more quiet than in the prior years.
And those one or two things, are they attractive at a price level, or?
Well, let's see. I can't say anything on that so far.
Okay, fair enough.
Nothing clears.
Thank you, Mr. Berger.
Jason came all on the sudden.
Okay.
That was good.
Thank you, Mr. Berger.
You're welcome. Next question.
Operator.
Operator.
The next question is from Jochen Schmidt of Metzler. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning. I have one question on the investment market for German shopping centers in general. Which net initial rental yields are some investors currently willing to pay at this stage? What is your perception here? Thank you.
I think that hasn't changed. That view hasn't changed compared to last year. It very much depends on the single property, and there is a range that is somewhere between slightly below 5 and goes up to 6%. But it very much depends on the property.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is from Peter Tapadaskus of Green Street Advisors.
Good morning, Mr. Berger. I have three questions, but maybe I'll start with the most important one, I guess, which is we see during the last sort of 18 months, retail sales within your portfolio is pretty stagnant. And I was wondering, given also the quality of your portfolio, which should at least justify maybe a better retail sales performance, whether you're considering or how active are you as the management team of Deutsche EuroShop in having discussions with ECE to potentially be maybe more active in the tenant mix or remove underperforming retailers and bringing more vibrant concepts. Are you troubled at all by this stagnation in the retail sales of your portfolio?
Well, I'm not concerned about that so far. It's absolutely right, but it totally fits to what we say for years, that the German market is a very stable retail market. There is slightly any major movement upwards, but as well downwards, there isn't any movement. If you see, for example, the figures for the first quarter, I personally had expected that for the first time we would see really a big minus due to the fashion focus we have in our portfolio.
Mm.
And you certainly have to look at this development, particularly in the fashion business, because those are the small shops that pay good rents. And how that develops further. But I mean, the competition is there; it increases year by year. So if you have a flat development, that is not spectacular, but it's not frightening so far. But nevertheless, it fits to what we always said: it is a market where you can live. And I mean, believe me, EC is extremely active on that, and they try to do their utmost, but we can't force anybody to buy something. We can only drive footfall, and the footfall still is okay. There is no big movement. It was slightly minus also last year, but that is a development overall, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe sort of two related questions. One is on the given your renewal profile this year, sort of what's your best guess on releasing spreads? Are they going to be sort of in the 0 to 5% range as has been the case? And if you can share also just for the quarter what the like-for-like was for Germany only. Thank you.
I don't have the figure here with me, the like-for-like. No, this is not, it's not. You're talking about the like-for-like rentally.
Yes.
Yeah. I only have that figure. This 1.1% on overall, but because there's any releasing, hardly any releasing outside.
Mm.
There wasn't any releasing, and it is so far. It was always very very close to each other. The markets develop rather similar, even though the retail turnover in outside Germany for the first time was with a minus and below the domestic figures, but that is that refers to Poland as well as to Hungary. In euro terms, it was a plus, but in local currency terms, it was a minus there. The releasing itself, it is a fair assumption to have 0 to 5%, something like that, because the only center where we have some more releasings are those where we have the 10-year releasing, and that is Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum, and there is very little in Dresden still to do. And all the rest is just index-based rental increases.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Next question is from Jochen Rotenbacher of Equinet.
Good morning, Mr. Berger. Just a housekeeping question on taxes. So we had a tax rate of 22% in Q1. Maybe you could give us an idea what should we expect for the full year 2013, and additionally the proportion of cash taxes.
Well, this 22 average tax rate should be the one also more or less for the full year, because it was a rather normal first quarter on that. And the cash taxes, I look now to Mr. Kiss, I think it was 7 to 8 million we have in our budget, and that is still the case. Nothing has changed on that, because even if we would restructure Dresden, it would become effective only in next year.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by 1 on your telephone. We are waiting for further questions. And we have a question from Serge Demirdjian from Natexis.
Yes, good morning, Serge Demirdjian, Natexis. Just a follow-up on footfall and your strategy to increase the footfall. How do you operate to do that? Increasing leisure, things like that. I don't know. I just would want to understand how you are active on footfall driving.
Well, that is... That is a task for the past 30 years to increase footfall by interesting entertainment activities within the mall. That's how you attract the people. Of course, you need the tenant mix, but you can't change the tenant mix on a quarterly basis, but only long term. And that is also a permanent task of center management. My main task in the first place to drive footfall is to make that place very interesting, favorite meeting place, as a competitor calls it, in order to attract people to come there. And if you go to our malls, you will see always some exhibitions and fair shows and stuff like that, in order to incentivize people to come to that place. And that is what center management does.
Do you have a general policy for all your centers, or it's only based on center by center?
Well, that is preliminary, based on center by center, because the layout of the centers are different. But they cooperate. The different center managers and the different centers, they cooperate in their activities, so that something which was very successful in one center will be then copied for the other one.
Okay. And also on that, on the tenant mix, you probably heard that Unibail wants to attract international retailers to Germany. Is it something that you're looking at also, or you feel that the German consumer is not ready for that?
No, not at all. There is one competitor who says that we need to get all the international retailers, and then they are talking about Hollister and Apple, but I doubt that we will get an Apple store to our center in Dessau or in Hamelin. We also need some other tenants, also international ones, of course, but they don't start their expansion into Germany in a secondary city. They want to go to Hamburg, to Munich, to Frankfurt, perhaps to Berlin, and Main-Taunus-Zentrum and the Dresden Center are two centers where we also have Apple and Hollister, and those are the ones where also international investors would look at in the first place. But Hamelin and Wolfsburg and Wuppertal and these type of properties, which is also in the portfolio of Unibail in Germany, they won't attract these famous brand names in the first place, in the second place perhaps, but not in the first place. So it is nothing new to the German market that a French operator wants to get international retailers to Germany, because the portfolio is too small compared to the portfolio of the competitor of MFI here in Germany. So they first start probably with the other ones, then with the Unibail portfolio.
Okay. All right. That's all for me. Thanks.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone. We are waiting for further questions. Excuse me, Mr. Berger. There are no further questions
okay.
at this time.
Thanks a lot for listening, and see you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.